Place is called Kodiak Mountain Resort. Of course, you're very familiar with it as you come and go out of Afton on the south end of town. It's all of those very nice hand-built cabins that are high-tech and up-to-date. And a big occurrence now that we have the cabins and the RV park, a big occurrence now, we're standing in the brand-new lodge that has just been opened with a grand opening here in Afton here in December. And we have Lynn Call, the owner of Kodiak Mountain Resort. Lynn, thanks for joining us. Let's go all the way back to the original idea for Kodiak Mountain Resort.
Well, it was several years ago. Actually, Keith Bagley, who is my partner in this, came to me, approached me about doing a little cabin village and a place to stay. And so it started probably back in about 2012, 2013, I think. And, you know, as we thought about the whole project, we decided we want to do more than just build a few cabins for people to stay in. We decided if we were going to invest the money, we wanted a place where people could come to create a destination and an experience where, you know, maybe they wouldn't get somewhere else. And so through the unique log cabin design and construction and the incredible work that Kay Bagley does, our vision for this was always to create something more than just a place to come and stay a night, but more have an experience, a destination. And so that's kind of what our business plan and our vision was when we started building it.
And boy, has it expanded beyond all of that. Just as a little side note, for example, when we bring in our radio engineers out of Utah the first time, I said, we've got you staying at some cabins south of town, and gave them the pinpoint address, left their keys underneath the mat, or their access keys. And the next day they came back into the radio studios and said, those are no cabins. Those are incredible. And these are engineers that put radio stations on the airwaves. They were so impressed that all you have done inside those cabins, high tech, all of that. Let's address a little bit about those cabins before we go into the lodge here.
Well, in a prior life, with my experience with Maverick, I was in charge of the technology. So I've always kind of been a technology nut. And so when we did this, I thought an additional item that we could help distinguish ourselves and create a unique experience is putting some high-tech technology into the cabins, kind of like a smart home where you can lay in your bed and use the remote to turn on the fireplace, to turn on the music, turn on the lights on and off, and kind of control the whole cabin and be able to Bluetooth your phone into a nice stereo system. So that's kind of was kind of my part. I'm kind of, like I said, a technology nut, and I thought it would be kind of fun to do that.
And the Department of Tourism came over, toured the cabins. Director of Tourism, she says this is incredible. She didn't know of anything like this across the state. Let's go to the step before we went into the lodge. You added an RV park, and it seemed to fill up almost immediately, Lynn.
Yeah, we opened a portion of it a summer and a half ago, I believe. And yes, it's catching on already. And we just this last, in the fall, we finished the shower house that supports the RV park. And we've got three of the four sections completed now for this summer. And so it'll be fun to see what it'll do. And yes, we've been having quite a bit of people coming and wanting to stay and staying with us for quite a long time, actually.
Right. Now, here we are, a big crowd at the lodge today, people coming, seeing this and very impressed. Describe the lodge for us as we walk through it. It seems like you haven't left anything, you didn't miss anything in the whole design.
Well, remember, it's all about the experience. And so our vision for the lodge is not somewhere you come and stay, but in order for us to, again, complete that circle, When a customer comes and stays with us, they want to have breakfast in the morning. We haven't been able to do that in the past because we've had nowhere to do it. So we built a lodge to host several services out of here. We'll have a continental breakfast in the morning. We also have a conference room that people can use to have gatherings here. There is a spa that my daughter-in-law runs called the Blissful Bear Spa, and provide several services for guests that are staying with us. And then just a gathering spot. Again, we wanted this experience to be something a little different. So it's got Kate Bagley's unique log style construction in it that is, again, kind of different, something you wouldn't see anywhere else.
We talk about logs that actually curve in circles. That's unique.
It's very unique, and I don't know how many people have, you know, really figured out, but Cade figured out a process that he does to do that, and it's just amazing what he can do with logs.
Let's talk about your future. You're not done. You just keep building.
Yeah. So again, the whole vision when we started was to have a cabin village that had a lodge supporting an RV park. And in addition to that, we wanted to be able to have a pool. People like to do that. It's a popular thing for the families, especially when families come and stay with us. So we have plans to put in a pool. It'll be an outdoor pool right behind just west of the lodge. And we hope to be doing that sometime soon. And then also, we run right now, my son runs the Bear Pit Barbecue. Mm-hmm. And we started out with a trailer. And he has the trailer on site, and he also caters a lot of events. But we want to build a restaurant next to the lodge that we'll be able to have a full-service restaurant in there. And so probably the pool and the restaurant are the next things that will be coming down the line.
Excellent. What have we missed? You've given us an excellent tour of Kodiak Mountain Resort in Star Valley, Wyoming.
I think we covered it, Dan. We just would love to have people come stay with us and experience kind of the unique style of construction. And I think you would really enjoy it. And we'd love to have as many people come out and stay with us as we can.
Lynn Kalm, Kodiak Mountain Resort, Star Valley, Wyoming.